It's time for a moment of science quiz. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Which would you say is safer, a street with or without traffic signs and stoplights?
I'm going to say that a street with signs and stoplights is safer. Without stop signs and signals, how would anyone know when to stop and when to go?
That would seem to make sense, but one group thinks it's not necessarily true. According to a school of urban planning called Shared Space, the best way to make city streets safer is to have fewer signs and stoplights.
But wouldn't that cause more accidents?
Not according to the shared space philosophy. It's based on something called the risk compensation effect. See, the more road signs there are telling drivers what to do, the safer they feel. And so they're prone to pay less attention to what's going on around them and drive more recklessly. But when there are fewer signs and signals and things feel more uncertain, the driver is more alert and engaged.
So basically, if the situation seems riskier, people will be more cautious.
Right. Now, not all urban designers and traffic specialists agree with the shared space idea. In fact, many consider it to be pretty radical. And it's just one of many things being tried to make city streets safer. But the idea of shared space is interesting.
Definitely. Although I'm still having a hard time imagining city streets without stop signs and lights.
I know. It's kind of hard to imagine. But it certainly provides food for thought.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Clint Oster in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, and Ben Hamilton Bale of Hamilton Bale Associates. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.